Hey there, and welcome back to Rival Reviews. So, we had a little bit of a break there, and just kind of going through my list now, and boy, oh boy, is there quite a lot of things that we are watching slash following this season. This season is pretty stacked, I would say, in both new ones that I'm interested in, ones that I've already read, so like I probably won't put as much effort into watching them just because I know how the story goes. And then ones that I'm really excited to watch. So let's get into it. So, I think I'll save the sequels for after. So let's talk about some of the things that are going to be new this season and what I'm kind of interested in or going to be following. So I'm just going to kind of go up the list just kind of just to keep it succinct. So the first one that I got on my list that I'll be following is As a Reincarnated Aristocrat, I'll Use My Appraisal Skill to Rise in the World. I have read this one. It is really good, at least. So if they're following the subject matter, it's going to be a really good story. I think what I like about this one the most is that instead of the... So basically the premise is that essentially the lead character has an appraisal skill. So instead of having like, OP magical powers like normally some of these reincarnated isekai characters normally have. What this one does is that he's actually going to have to, I guess, he actually basically assembles a team of ridiculously overpowered people that a lot of people like either overlooked because of their, their class or their age or something similar to that, basically something that doesn't show as completely useful right off the rip. So essentially, when he uses this, he kind of gets like a little like almost like I guess report card. I guess is probably the best way that I can put it. That basically comes up with their strengths and weaknesses and what they're best at, and essentially what he's doing because he's like a lower level aristocrat. He's actually trying to collect really useful people. So, like for instance, like one of the very first people that he, I guess, takes under his wing, so to speak, by using his, his place in society as an aristocrat, is a like lower, I guess, in this case, lower of birth or a commoner, I guess, who essentially is like insanely OP when it comes to like sword fighting. And like I said, with the other other things I find interesting as well is that like there are certain characters, like for instance, like I know in the subject matter, and I'm not even sure if we're gonna get to it, but I know that there's like a character who like is adamant on using a sword, but it turns out that if they switch their main weapon to like a bow, they have like S class bow skills. Like that's probably the best example that I can give. And like I said, I think the most interesting thing is that instead of the character being OP, he is creating an overpowered team of people that are overlooked. So that's why I find that this one is interesting. And like I said, I'm sure the anime is going to be good. I really enjoyed the manga. So I probably won't be following this one as much, at least in terms of watching. But what I'll do is that I obviously will make notice to where the story currently is so we can talk about it in later episodes. So next up, we probably have what's going to be the, I would probably argue one of the stronger isekais probably of this season, which, and probably one that a lot of people are actually looking forward to too, which is Chilling in Another World with My Level 2 Super Cheat Powers. So essentially, this one on the flip side of the one last one we just talked about is very much your bread and butter, or gets isekai'd into a fantasy world, has super overpowered, is stupidly overpowered, can basically take on anybody. I think I'm pretty sure at least, and I know early up in the manga, and I'm sure they're gonna do it early in the anime too. Meets the girl, the female lead, who he'll be having, sweet moments with as the season progresses. Yeah, like there's really not much to be said about this one. If you've seen an isekai, you've kind of seen them all. But I will say that obviously this one, I think the nice part about this one at least is that, and again, I have read this one as well, so I probably won't be following the anime as more importantly than others. But I will definitely watch this one because I do know that there are a lot of fights in this one that are probably going to be really cool looking animated. And you know, like, and you know me from past episodes and everything else, I am a sucker when it comes to isekai. So if you are an isekai fan, this is one that you're going to want to pick up in your queue. That's probably what I would say about that one. Moving on to something kind of a little bit different, one that kind of caught my eye, and it'll be interesting to see how it goes, is God's Games We Play. When I was reading kind of the synopsis, this is probably one of the first ones that we've hit where I haven't actually read it, so I'm going in completely blind. But essentially what I'm getting from the synopsis of the plot is that it's very reminiscent to, like, you know, No Game No Life meets Liar Liar from a couple seasons ago, where essentially it's, instead of, like, you know, magic or fantasy kind of aspects, it's actually kind of taking more of like a, it's more relative to things that you would be able to relate to, like you know, actual games. Like it kind of looks like there's like dice games, card games, and everything else with you know, basically with stakes involved. So again, you can make your own thing at this, but kind of the synopsis that at least Crunchyroll gives is, in a world of idle gods, humans are forced into brain challenges with them. With 3 defeats, gods lose their right to challenge, while 10 victories spell human triumph. Fei, who is going to be our main lead, determined to achieve the impossible, enters the ultimate test of whist against the gods. He will defy Divinity, or is he just another loss in the making? From what I'm gathering from this is, our main character, Fei here, is the best of the best when it comes to games. So he takes this obviously as a personal challenge. And from what I'm going to assume, at least how the story will probably progress, is, you know, he's going to get either a lot closer than most people, or, you know, at least the first couple games are probably going to go pretty easy for him in regards to it, like in turn of other people that normally try this. So I don't know, I feel like a lot of those ones that are kind of like stake games, like, you know, like obviously you have, like, you can go the one realm of things where it's Darwin's game, where it's a, you know, game of life or death or anything else like that, but or you can go the other direction where something was a Tomodachi game where it was based on, like, you know, if you lose, you're going to inherit everybody else's debt that is also in the that's also playing in the game. It's like it's nice that it'll have real life stakes, and it's not just a matter of, like, at least, well, and again, granted, this is a blanket statement. I don't know if it's life or death, but it doesn't sound like it. Kind of sounds like it's more like, you know, they'll gain godly power or something if they happen to win 10 games, which is interesting, and it's nice that the ending stake is more like they'll lose, not that they'll just straight up die. Because, not to say that I probably wouldn't watch it, but I would say that the niche of, you know, oh, we gotta win this or we'll die has been overplayed a lot more than the latter. So I think I give it some points for that. Yeah, so that'll be an interesting one. Kind of going back down the list, it looks like there's another one that I've actually read, which I'm looking forward to seeing how it progresses. I was reincarnated as the seventh prince, so I can take my time perfecting my magical ability. So this one, kind of more of, not so much an isekai, more of a, I guess, a reincarnation several times over. So I'm trying to remember, like, the exact, but, like, I can't remember exactly how many lives he's had. But I know he's had quite a few. But essentially what this is he reincarnates, and he finds out that due to the fact that he's, like, you know, the seventh prince, and he's not exactly, like, in line for the throne, he can kind of be more of a background guy. and take all of his time by just studying magic. And of course, with that being in turn, because, like, you know, he's like a 6-year-old doing ridiculous magic. And I think, yeah, this one is also because he has his, like, previous memories intact of magic, but he also has, like, he's now been reincarnated into, like, a strong magical bloodline. So I remember that being a huge deal, because then it makes it even easier for him to use the magic that not only he knew in the past, but now he can enhance on what he already knows. So yeah, it's kind of one of those silly ones where, like, you know, it's an OP child, basically just destroying everybody in their path. It's a fun one. It's not breaking any barriers. It's not the story of all stories, but it's fun. Basically, again, if you want to watch an overpowered main character, and especially because this overpowered character is like this, like I said, this like cute 6-7-year-old kid, it's a fun watch. And it was a fun read. So like I said, I think in terms of, you know, importance of watching, it'll probably be on the back burner, but I will obviously still watch it because I do know that there are some fights and everything else that I'm looking forward to seeing animated. So one that I think a lot of people's, it's going to go a lot under a lot of people's radar, but I'm actually kind of really, excited for. And again, this could also just because of the kind of person that I am. This one is called Oblivion Battery. So this is going to be a sports anime. It's based on, for those who don't know what a battery is a partnership that they call between a pitcher and a catcher in baseball. But yeah, so basically the premise, star pitcher, Haruka Kiyomini and star pitcher Haruka Kiyomini and skilled catcher Kai Kaname were an unstoppable duo until Kai was hit with a curveball, amnesia. Now they have a second chance to play at a no-name high school with a team of past rivals. Can they overcome Kai's memory loss and rekindle their baseball dreams? With hilarious hijinks and fierce competition, get ready for a strikeout. Now, like I said, you already kind of had me because I'm a huge baseball dork. So you already had me kind of on the line for that one. But what I do love the fact is that you kind of throw the whole amnesia thing. So, you know, he's probably going to have to relearn how to play the game and, you know, fall in love with it again, which I think is what we're going to be watching. And then you're also going to, I love the idea of, like, you know, one, it's a no-name high school. So meaning that, like, you know, they don't already have an all-star team. So that means that they're probably going to come off as the underdog team, which is another, you know, archetype I love in sports anything. And then the idea of the whole past rivals thing. So obviously that means that, like, you know, we're going to be getting probably some flashbacks of when they used to play against these people, and then they're all going to be utilizing their own strengths to kind of make their own bigger, badder team. And like I said, I think that's going to be awesome. So that's why I'm looking forward to this one. And honestly, this is probably one I'm really hoping that it does well, because this is probably the one that I'm most excited for this season. I know a lot of people are more excited for, like, the big popular ones. But I think, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but, like, I find that baseball, I don't know, it translates really well into anime. And I think the other thing too is that a lot of people give baseball kind of the bad name of being, like, a really, like, you know, boring sport and everything else like that. And I even though I don't feel that way, I do think having the strength of being to, you know, to animate and, you know, add a score to the background of, like, you know, intense situations in the game and things like that. And then it kind of looks like, you know, we're going to have, like, obviously we're going to have a good bit of baseball in it, but we're also going to have, like, you know, actual real life stuff revolving around the game as well, which I think will make it super strong. So, yeah, so personally, that's one that I'm really excited for. I know other people might not be. But, yeah, so we'll see from there. Another one that I actually didn't really go on my radar until I read the synopsis on Crunchyroll is a Windbreaker. It sounds very similar to like something that I would like in like a like actually, well, funny enough, kind of similar to the manga Teen Mercenary that I was also that I was reading. But essentially, from what it is Welcome to Furon High School, institution infamous for its population of brawny brutes who solve conflict with a show of strength. Some of the students even formed a group, Boferin, which protects the town. Haruka Sakura, a first-year student who moved in from out of town, is only interested in one thing, fighting his way to the top. So I think it's going to be, again, going to be some nice hijinks of, you know, high school fights and kind of the general overall importance of, you know, it kind of sounds like, at least to me, that, like, he's going to, like, you know, go into this thinking he can do it by himself, but then realize really quickly that he can't. Which, you know, character growth, I'm always down for a story like that, and, you know, some of the fights will probably be fun to watch, and, yeah. So, I think that'll be interesting. I think that's all for actual, like, new ones, this season. There are several returning ones, obviously, that I'm watching this season. First one on my list, obviously, is Mushoku Tensei, Jobless Reincarnation. Love that it's back. I've talked about this anime in the past before. Probably one of my all-time favorite isekais of all time. I don't know why. It's just the way that they did it kills. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, where the story... Because like I've also caught up in reading this one because of how much I like the story. But from my understanding, you know, from what we got from the last season, you know, Rudeus and Sylphie are finally, you know, together. They know that they're getting together. And now we're moving on to the arc where they're actually going to, like, you know, get married, or at least talk about getting married. And then what comes from that and everything else. So, this part of the story is, I don't know, it's not going to be, I think it'd be interesting for the fan base that's in it for the fantasy aspect of it, just because I, at least to my recollection, this is going to be a lot more about, you know, like, kind of like the slice of life aspect of this show versus like the magic and fighting and politics of it all and everything like that. That like it'll probably come later in this series, in this season perhaps, but for this part it's going to be a lot about like their relationship and how they're going to move forward with it, especially in regards to, like, you know, the family and obviously the hunt of, like, you know, the father is still looking for his mother and everything else like that. So There's going to be a whole bunch of that, but I think that's going to be much later in this season, so I'd be interested to see how people feel about the initial half. I'm excited just because I personally am enjoying that aspect. Yeah, so obviously that one I think a lot of people are excited for being back. Another one that's coming back, but again, it's not actually starting until May, unfortunately. But I'm very excited for the next season of My Hero Academia. As we know, basically what just ended was the, kind of arc of Deku trying to do everything himself, kind of like as a vigilante. And now he's back with his team, or, well, back with Class 1A, I guess. So that's going to be cool. And I think a lot of people are looking forward to that. I know I am. Think everybody's pretty excited about this one being back. The time I got reincarnated as a slime, that one's going to be huge. I'm going to be honest, I'm interested to see, because I do know that there was a movie in between last season and what we're going to be getting this season. I do know that in the past some animes have kind of split what has happened in the movie to, like, the first couple episodes of the new season, just to, I guess, kind of, it makes sense in the grand scheme of things, obviously, because it keeps the anime watcher only on top of what's going on. Like they're not going to be lost once it starts. So that'll be interesting to see. I personally didn't see the movie. I have a hard time. I don't know, like, especially because, like, you know, you get a Japanese release and then you get, depending on how big it is, you get like a limited release. In, as I've said before previously, I'm in Canada. So it's a lot harder. And then if it's not released on something like a Crunchyroll or something like that, it becomes even harder to stay in touch with it. So I'm sure, you know, if I look hard enough, I might be able to find it. But what I'm truly hoping for is that at the very least we get like a little bit of a, I don't know, recap review on the first episode, just to make sure that we're on the same page in terms of when things are coming back. Another one, obviously, that's going to come back that I think a lot of people are excited for are the Duke of Death and his maid. Again, this is a cute one. We're getting more and more into the realm of what has possibly happened, and maybe as to more answers as to what has happened with his curse and how that's going to be solved. So I think everybody's going to be interested in this season. And again, obviously their flirty kind of hijinks and everything else are adorable to watch. So we'll probably get more of that. And then I guess the final one would be the regular Magic High School. This one, from at least one of I've already been kind of told about in the first episode, you know, we got twins coming, or like lost twins, and, you know, some more questionable behavior between brother and sisters. It's one of those type of situations where, you know, I've put so much time and effort into watching this show already that even if it turns into a total train wreck, I can't look away. So I probably will see it to the end. Like I said, the one thing I will give this show, I love the world building. I love the way the powers are kind of put together. You know, he's a badass character. He's overpowered. That's always my niche. And the first season was just so damn good that even though we're on this, you know, I guess technically season three, I guess, because I think the season two was torn into a couple different cores. At some point, it's going to have to end, and I think this will be one of those ones where, like, I'll be like, yep, that's over. So, yeah, so I will watch it. I'm hoping that it won't be, you know, as problematic as the second one kind of got, but from little screen caps that I've saw of even the first episode, we're already kind of at the ooh boy stage. So we'll see. And one actually new one that I just realized that I totally skipped over, Remonster. Again, this one is kind of like more of a reincarnation story. And it's kind of like, it's an interesting kind of idea where, like, you know, he gets more powerful by what he can eat. And it's kind of like a, almost kind of like a level upping, kind of like the unwanted undead soldier last time where, like, you know, he's doing more to evolve into a stronger being. I've read this one. It's a good one. So I think that will be fun. And yeah, so I think that pretty much sums up everything that I'm going to be watching and or following. Kind of a couple things to go over. I wanted to first say that I think what I'm going to be doing from this point on is in every other release on Thursdays. It's just easier for me for time, and plus I got a lot going on, and I know that as soon as summer hits, it's going to become even more difficult. And so when I was thinking about, you know, trying to continue doing one a week, it just seemed more and more taxing, I guess is the way to put it. Because like I said, at the end of the day, I'm doing this for fun, and I'm doing this for me, and I don't want it to turn into something that I feel is a chore. I do not want that. And so I feel like giving myself every other week makes it a a lot more doable and a lot more fun. And I think it'll also make it so I have a lot more to talk about. Because at the end of the day, what I really want to be able to do is, instead of trying to, you know, come up with a certain topic and talk about just that topic for the week, that, you know, I can talk about, like, you know, what happened this week in Remonster, or talk about how excited I was for, or how excited I am for next week for Oblivion Battery, or, you know, something like that. And that's what I want to turn this show into. So, I'm sorry to say, because I know that obviously that means a couple less a month. And I'm very thankful for all of you listening. I truly am. But I think this will be good for the both of us, because it'll mean that, you know, I'm having fun, you guys are getting good content, and yeah, I think it'll end up being a good thing for all of us. So again, if there's any that I also missed that you think, hey, you overlooked this one and I really think that you should look into it and give it a shot, I would love to get those recommendations. Next episode, what I'm kind of hoping to do is, by that time, I'll have at least a couple episodes of each of these shows that I've brought up, and we'll be able to talk about kind of like my first thoughts on them, and go from there. So I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.